ويوم ينفخ في الصور ففزع من في السماوات ومن في الأرض إلا من شاء الله وكل أتوه داخرين.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا من سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الحدي حدي محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. After praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and continuing the journey towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the belief in the last day, the return of every single individual to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As for many individuals at the moment, their last day has begun for them, because many of the signs that you find are amongst the signs, the minor signs leading up to the major final signs. Rather, even some amongst the ulama highlight that all of the minor signs are complete and in place, and we only need to wait for the major signs to begin, and they will fall one after another in succession, leading all towards the end of time. So many of the actions that we see at the moment are all classified as hikmatullahi baligha, the great wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is beyond the comprehension of the human being. That many things that take place around us at this stage, indeed at this present second as we speak, their final day has begun for those individuals. Because indeed for the believer, as soon as they leave this dunya, it is the last day for the individual. The last day for many of us has become a figment of the mind, a mere focus that there is no akhirah. And thus you find a large portion of the Muslim ummah have become individuals of just loving to rejoice and play and amusement. They fail to understand that as the clock ticks, if there is such a word as the enemies around us and the enemies within us, they focus on their time and what they want to achieve. And the Muslim ummah begins to lose its focus and perception of that which is fast falling upon it. So as the average believer, we need to return back to focus upon that conviction in the last day. Because time and time again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions a strong relationship between believers and the last day. Every single day of the believer is the last day. Rather, indeed, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam highlighted that when you offer the prayer, then offer the prayer as it is your last prayer. That is the advice given by the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And thus you find also that this current running around, وَتَرَى النَّاسَ سُكَارَ وَمَا هُمْ بِسُكَارَ وَلَكِنَّ عَذَابَ اللَّهِ شَدِيدٌ. You see people running around in a state of intoxication. Obviously, we know the type of intoxication that the mass amount of this world enjoys, which is visualized last night. But the real intoxication will be when man will be in a state of frenzy, fretting, doesn't know what to do. وَتَرَى النَّاسَ سُكَارَ وَمَا هُمْ بِسُكَارَ. They're not going to be drunken on that day. وَلَكِنَّ عَذَابَ اللَّهِ شَدِيدٌ. But the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is severe, a severe chastisement. And these are the beginning ayat of Surah Al-Hajj, the 22nd chapter of the Quran, highlighting what will happen on that day whereby the pregnant woman would drop her load, drop her child, and every individual will be worried about their own selves. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam highlighted that the coming of the hour is like these two fingers, the index finger and the middle finger. The small gap, the tip of one finger over the other finger, is how close the final day is, which obviously many of us don't seem to perceive and understand that this is how close we are. In another narration we find that the Ummah will not live for beyond 100 years. Two interpretations have been given by the classical ulama of the meaning of 100 years. The first interpretation is linguistically, that normally people will not live beyond 100 years. That will be an exception of a person who lives beyond 100 years. That is, once again, a prophecy of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that nobody will go beyond the age of 100 in general. And the specific meaning, or the more accurate meaning of this hadith, is that his companions, no one will go beyond 100 years. And that prophecy came true. And none of the companions lived beyond 100 years after the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And likewise, you find the parable of this Muslim ummah is that time span after Salatul Asr. There's only a short span of time. There's a long time between Dhuhr and Asr. But the time span of this Muslim ummah is after the late afternoon. That is how much time that remains upon the Muslim ummah. And don't think it's only the Muslim ummah who has this perception. If you read through the Bible, you find Armageddon, the final war that will take place between good and evil. And we're not trying to highlight who are the evil individuals. Humanity can testify to themselves that who are the individuals committing the atrocities at the moment. Is it the Muslim ummah, or is it those individuals who claim to champion the rights of humanity and sanctity and dignity of all human beings? It's quite visible. And thus the Muslim begins to feel and understand a large portion of belief in the last day is infinite justice. There will be a day of infinite justice that the Muslims strongly believe in. It's not, as the Jehovah's Witnesses believe, that God's kingdom on earth. There will be God's kingdom on earth, there will be God's rule on earth. But the believer has a deeper perception in his heart that he will be or she will be rewarded inside the Akhirah. إِن كُنْتُمْ تُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ. If only if you believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the final day. So the more that your faith weakens in the final day, the more your faith becomes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And thus you find that people will begin to drop off. Because the Qur'an highlights in the beginning of Surah Al-Ankabut, the 29th chapter of the Qur'an, Alif Lam Mim, أَحَسِبَ النَّاسُ أَن يُتْرَكُوا أَن يَقُولُوا آمَنَّا وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ وَلَقَدْ فَتَنَّ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ وَلِيَعْلَمَنَّ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا وَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ الْكَاذِبِينَ. Do you perceive that you believe and you'll be left alone and you'll not be tested? Indeed, we did test the people before you to find out who are the truthful individuals and who are quite simply the liars. أَمْ حَسِبْتُمْ أَن تَدْخُلُوا الْجَنَّةِ وَلَمَّا يَأْتِكُمْ مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ خَلَوْا مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ مستهم البأساء والضراء والزلزل حتى يقول الرسول والذين آمنوا معه متى نصر الله ألا إن نصر الله قريب. Do you perceive to enter into paradise and you do not seem to understand what took place before you? People before you were tested, afflictions, adversities, hardships, والزلزل, until the earth was shaken underneath them. And even the messenger and those who believed around him said, متى نصر الله. When will the victory of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala come? And indeed, أَلَا إِنَّ نَصْرَ اللَّهِ قَرِيبٌ. And indeed, the victory of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is close and nearby. There's no focus of some people may murmur underneath their breaths right now, inshallah. Inshallah, inside the Arabic language, carries two meanings. There's one for ta'keed that will definitely befall, and it's a reality. And there's the other, inshallah, that many of the Muslim ummah has become this focus of procrastination or leaving everything to a later stage, that it will happen. سَوْفَ نَرَى غَدًا. We'll see it tomorrow. The inshallah that occurs here is a definite promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. هُوَ الَّذِي أَرْسَلَ رَسُولَهُ بِالْهُدَى وَدِينِ الْحَقِّ لِيُظْهِرَهُ عَلَى دِينِ كُلِّهِ وَلَوْ كَرِيَ الْمُشْرِكُونَ. He sent his messenger with the prevalent deen, the correct way of life, which will prevail over all other ways of life, and even though people may despise or dislike that. It is the only way of serenity and peace and tranquility. It is not a bombardment of forcing other individuals to come into Islam. لا إكراه في الدين. There is no compulsion inside religion, inside Surah Al-Baqarah, verse number 256. No one is compelled to believe. But one thing that Islam can present towards the West and the rest of the individuals is peace and tranquility and respect of their faith. Which obviously we can see how these people claim to be respecting other individuals' faiths and religions and ways of life, but the bloodshed is quite open and prevalent around all of us. Likewise, we find when you lose that focus towards the akhirah, ما سلككم في سقر, what made you enter into the hellfire? وسقر من أسماء جهنم, سقر is amongst the names of the hellfire. قالوا لم نكن من المصلين ولم نكن نطعم المسكين وكنا نخوض مع الخائضين وكنا نكذب بيوم الدين حتى أتانا اليقين. Once again, your iman becomes weak. You forget about feeding the poor and taking care of humanity. You begin to enjoy pomp and play and amusement and belittling the focus towards the akhirah. And then you begin to belie the final day and the return back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. حَتَّى أَتَانَ الْيَقِينَ, until certainty becomes or befalls you, meaning death befalls you, and then you will try to return back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also, we find that many ahadith which are linked together, you find this focus towards مَنْ كَانَ يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ, whoever believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala last day, let him do such and such actions. Once again, encouraging the Muslim ummah. It's not just about professing your faith as many individuals believe in this day and age. They believe it's sufficient to profess your faith. It is not sufficient to profess your faith. It is sufficient that you couple your faith with righteous action, with devotion and commitment towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And at least we read 17 times a day, Maliki Yawmiddin, the king or the master of the day of judgment. The day deen is day of accountability. What will be the day of accountability? Accountability of man's actions that he sent forth towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rather, you find that this is just another one of the names of the akhirah, the return back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some 26 inferences that you find inside the Quran referring towards the akhirah. Whether it be direct as al-yawmul akhir, the final day that we find, or yawmul hisab, al-haqqah, or al-ghashiyah, al-waqi'ah, likewise al-qari'ah, are all inferences towards the return back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yawmul taghabun, yawmul hisab, the day of mutual loss, the day of accountability. Or you find such clear ayat that you find making more of a focus towards the akhirah. اِقْتَرَبَ لِلنَّاسِ حِسَابُهُمْ وَهُمْ فِي غَفْلَةٍ مُعْرِدُونَ. Verily the hour is fast befalling upon the individual, but in man is in a state of loss, in a state of heedlessness that you find. اِقْتَرَبَتِ السَّاعَةُ وَانْشَقَّ الْقَمَرِ. Indeed the hour is very close and the moon is about to cleft asunder. أَتَى أَمْرُ اللَّهِ فَلَا تَسْتَعْجِلُوهُ. Indeed, أَتَى أَمْرُ اللَّهِ فَلَا تَسْتَعْجِلُوهُ. Indeed, don't hasten. Yani the commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, beginning of Surah An-Nahl, the 16th chapter, أَتَى أَمْرُ اللَّهِ. The commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has come. Even with this verb being in a past tense, it carries a meaning, it's about to befall. The final hour will come upon every single individual. يَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ السَّاءَ. They ask you about the final hour. Continuously asked about the final hour. Indeed, the knowledge is kept with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But every believer should believe that the final hours we began with is the beginning of their life. The beginning, they begin to understand the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and have that sanctity of the mind, that is the beginning of your final return towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And thus you find that belief in the last day, as ulama have collected, encompasses three general brief headings that you find. The first is the belief in resurrection. Secondly, the belief in recompense and reckoning. And third, al-jannah or al-nar, either paradise or hellfire. As for the belief in resurrection that you find, that there will be two blowings of the trumpet. You find the first blowing that begins to take place, فَإِذَا نُفْخَ فِي الصُّورِ نَفْخَةٌ وَاحِدَةٌ. The first blowing of the trumpet that will take place will be the first initial blowing. And then there will be a second blowing of the horn, يَوْمَ يُنْفَخُ فِي الصُّورِ. And the secondly will be blown again. ulama have collected based upon the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the ahadith of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that the first blowing, that everything will fall down. And you find that the earth will be changed. يَوْمَ تُبَدَّلُ الْأَرْضُ غَيْرُ الْأَرْضِ وَالسَّمَاوَاتِ, that the heavens and earth will change. And in between the first blowing and the second blowing, according to the hadith of Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, there will be 40. Will it be 40 years, 40 days, 40 months? وَالْعِلْمُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى. There will be a time span that exists between the two, and then you find upon the second blowing will be the resurrection of mankind, whereby insan will stand, human beings will stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. كَمَا بَدَعْنَا أَوَّلَ خَلْقٍ نُعِيدُ وَعْدًا عَلَيْنَا إِنَّا كُنَّا فَاعِلِينَ. كَمَا بَدَعْنَا أَوَّلَ خَلْقٍ, just like we created you in the beginning, we're going to bring you back. نُعِيدُهُ وَعْدًا عَلَيْنَا, this is a promise upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّا كُنَّا فَاعِلِينَ, indeed we're going to carry out this action. What is the beginning of the human being? The beginning of the human being, you'll find, will be just like the way he was brought into this dunya. But before this, we find that the angel who has to blow the horn, you find that his lips are placed close to the horn and is looking towards the Arsh of Ar-Rahman, or waiting for the commandment for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His head is lowered towards the horn, waiting to blow into the trumpet, to blow into the horn for the final or the first commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that will befall upon every single individual. And thus you find, ثُمَّ إِنَّكُمْ بَعْدَ ذَٰلِكَ لَمَيِّتُونَ ثُمَّ إِنَّكُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ تُبْعَثُونَ. Indeed, you'll find that individuals, بَعْدَ ذَٰلِكَ لَمَيِّتُونَ, will fall down in a state of being dead. ثُمَّ إِنَّكُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ تُبْعَثُونَ. Then you'll be resurrected for the final day. According to the hadith, referring to the previous ayah that we mentioned, and the hadith that exists in the Sahih of Imam Bukhari and Muslim, يُحْشَرُ النَّاسُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ حُفَاتًا عُرَاتًا غُرْلًا. Mankind will come on the day of judgment in a state of being barefooted, naked and uncircumcised. And Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha highlights, will not man be looking at one another? إِنَّ أَمْرَ أَشَدَّ مِنْ ذَلِكَ أَوْ كَمَا قَالُ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. The affair will be more severe and more stern than people will be worried about each other's nudity. They'll be standing there in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala barefooted, in a state of nakedness and uncircumcised in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And those individuals who deny the resurrection, which unfortunately we find that Muslims begin to fall into that concept as well. Because we know that for individuals at the moment, this world is nothing but materialism. That we eat and we drink and we rejoice, and the only thing that will destroy us is the passing of time. Live for today. Live forever for today. There's only one life, so enjoy your life to the best of one's ability. There is no recompense and returning back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. زَعَمَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا أَن لَن يُبْعَثُوا قُلْ بَلَى. The only people that deny their resurrection or returning back to the Creator are those individuals who disbelieve in the Creator. قُلْ بَلَى وَرَبِّي, say indeed by your Lord. لَتُبْعَثُنَّ ثُمَّ لَتُنَبَّعُنَّ بِمَا عَمِلْتُمْ وَذَٰلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ يَسِيرٌ. Indeed, you will be brought forth in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَذَٰلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ يَسِيرٌ, and that is quite simple and easy for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Likewise, another ayah in the Quran we find, وَهُوَ الَّذِي يَبْدَأُ الْخَلْقَ ثُمَّ يَعِيدُ وَهُوَ أَهْوَنُ عَلَيْهِ. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who created the first khalq, the first creation. ثُمَّ يُعِيدُهُ, then you'll repeat it subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَهُوَ أَهْوَنُ عَلَيْهِ, and it's very easy, simple for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember, to create something in the beginning is difficult. But for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, الْأَمْرُ بَيْنَ الْكَافِ وَالنُّونَ, the command is between kaf wa noon, kun, fayakun, be, and it is. That's even you find with human beings, you have the initial creation, whatever you create, beginning with that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has employed and given to you. You can repeat that once you've done the initial stage. وَهُوَ أَهْوَنُ عَلَيْهِ سُبْحَانُ وَتَعَالَى. And it's very easy for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلِلَّهِ الْمَثَلُ الْأَعْلَى, and to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala belongs the best of parables subhanahu wa ta'ala. Likewise in Surah Yasin that we find the 36th chapter of the Quran. قُلْ يُحْيِهَا الَّذِي أَنْشَأَهَا أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ وَهُوَ بِكُلِّ خَلْقٍ عَلِيمٌ. Say, he is the one who will create it in the beginning, who created it in the beginning and will recreate it once again. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wa huwa bi kulli khalqin alim, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has full knowledge over everything that he has created or whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates. And there are untold parables inside the Quran which talk about the resurrection, reference to even the vegetation, the plants around us, of how they come out of the land to show that this is the way a similitude of how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring life once again to the dead. وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ أَنَّكَ تَرَى الْأَرْضَ خَاشِعًا فَإِذَا أَنزَلْنَا عَلَيْهَا الْمَاءَ اهْتَزَّتْ وَرَبَتْ إِنَّ الَّذِي أَحْيَاهَا لَمُحْيِي الْمَوْتَى إِنَّهُ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ. Have you not seen وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ أَنَّكَ تَرَى الْأَرْضَ خَاشِعًا. Have you not seen amongst these signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you see the land being barren, being empty, with no fruit and no vegetation. فَإِذَا أَنزَلْنَا عَلَيْهَا الْمَاءَ. And if we send down the water from the heavens upon this barren land, اهتزت, it begins to shake. وَرَبَتْ, and life begins to disseminate, come out of the ground. إِنَّ الَّذِي أَحْيَاهَا, the one who gave life to that dead barren land, لَمُحْيِي الْمَوْتَى, will give life to the dead individuals, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And thus you find indeed every single surah, and some even ulama go to the opinion to highlight every single verse, has a direct or indirect reference talking about the akhirah, talking about resurrection or returning back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inside the beginning of the Quran, inside Surah Al-Baqarah that we find the second chapter, you find many references talking about the akhirah, about the resurrection of the human being. And amongst the five most common examples which are mentioned inside Surah Al-Baqarah, and many do exist throughout the surah and the rest of the chapters of the Quran, we find amongst them in the beginning, in the verse number 55 and 56, that you find, وَإِذْ قُلْتُمْ يَا مُوسَى لَن نُؤْمِنَ لَكَ حَتَّى نَرَى اللَّهَ جَهْرَةً. They said to Musa alayhi salam, we're not going to believe you until we do not see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with a visible eye, with a naked eye. فَأَخَذَتْكُمُ الصَّاعِقَةُ وَأَنْتُمْ تَنْظُرُونَ. And in the sa'iqa, the evil bolt of thunder or punishment came upon these individuals and they all fell down. ثُمَّ بَعَثْنَاكُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَوْتِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. Then we raised you up, resurrected you after you were dead, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ, that you may be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the first visualization of how you was brought down, you were destroyed and resurrected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala once again. Some ayat later you find, وَإِذْ قَتَلْتُمْ نَفْسًا فَدَّارَأْتُمْ فِيهَا, talking about the individual that was killed amongst Bani Israel. And there's the whole surah of the Haifa, the cow. Surah Al-Baqarah revolves around this story, trying to find out who is the killer of this individual. And we know that the Jews kept on, Bani Israel kept on asking the excessive questions of the type of cow, when it was quite simple, slaughter whatever cow that you can find, sacrifice it. But yet we find this continuous questioning that begins to take place, which becomes a common practice of the Muslim Ummah as well, to continuously question everything, to hair split everything until everything becomes difficult upon this Ummah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And thus you find that they said to strike the dead individual with the bone of this Haifa, with the bone of the cow. And then you find كَذَلِكَ يُحْيِي اللَّهُ الْمَوْتَى, that individual stands up and they write, read the works of Tafasir, highlights who was the killer and then drops down dead once again. وَيُرِيكُمْ آيَاتِهِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَعْقِلُونَ. Thus Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows his signs to you that you may comprehend and understand the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Likewise you find in verse 243 talking about those individuals who came out, وَهُمْ أُلُوفٌ حَذَرَ الْمَوْتِ, in thousands they came out, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroyed all of them and brought them back to life. Or likewise we find, أَوْكَالَّذِي مَرَّ عَلَىٰ قَرْيَةٍ وَهِيَ خَاوِيَةٌ عَلَىٰ عُرُوشِهَا قَالَ أَنَّ يُحْيِي هَذِهِ اللَّهُ بَعْدَ مَوْتِهَا. Or that individual who walked past the empty land, the destroyed land, the destroyed huts and houses. قَالَ أَنَّ يُحْيِي هَذِهِ اللَّهُ بَعْدَ مَوْتِهَا. How will Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how will God resurrect these people after they've been destroyed? Then what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do? Makes him fall down dead. And then resurrects him once again. كَمْ لَبِثْتُ. قَالَ لَبِثْتُ يَوْمٌ أَوْ بَعْدَ يَوْمٍ. قَالَ بَلْ لَبِثْتَ مِئَةَ عَامٍ. He said, I've died. I fell asleep for maybe part of a day or half a day. Rather indeed you was dead for 100 years. Look at your food, look at your donkey. All of it's there intact. You're the one that's been destroyed. Once again to show the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the final occasion that you find inside Surah Al-Baqarah is talking about Ibrahim alayhi salam. وَإِذْ قَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ رَبِّي أَرِنِي كَيْفَ تُحْيِي الْمَوْتَى قَالَ أَوَلَمْ تُؤْمِنْ قَالَ بَلَى وَلَكِنْ لِيَطْمَئِنَّ قَلْبِي. When Ibrahim alayhi salam said, show me ya Allah, how do you give life to the dead? Show it to me. أَوَلَمْ تُؤْمِنْ, don't you believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, don't you believe? قَالَ بَلَى, I do believe. وَلَكِنْ لِيَطْمَئِنَّ قَلْبِي, I want to be at total rest, total peace, total serenity. I want to visualize it with my own eyes. Once again, read the passages, read the tafasir Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him to take four birds and train them and give them names and call them and take care of them and then to execute them and to mix up their flesh and their feathers and their heads, etc., and place it in four different mountains, and then to call them and they'll return back to you, showing Ibrahim alayhi salam, this is the way that we can destroy and give life once again by the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second belief that we touched upon, the first concept we said was the belief in resurrection, that many of us have lost that focus, that we will not be resurrected in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second is the belief in recompense and reckoning. And that's where many of us begin to fall off the bridge, where many of us lose our focus. Many of us begin to take the law in our own hands, and thus the Western media loves that concept, that young Muslim, radical Muslims, they preach, begin to take the law in their own hands. And we can rectify those affairs ourselves, because we know how best to speak to our people. And some of these individuals, the reason why they begin to behave in that manner is because they lose focus of the Akhirah. Remember, the Akhirah is not a short journey. وَأَنَّ هَذَا صِرَاطِ مُسْتَقِيمًا فَاتَّبِعُوا. Read the tafsir of this verse that occurs inside Surah Al-An'am, the sixth chapter. It's a long path to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no shortcut to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's only one shortcut, and I'll leave that to your imagination, as the possibility does not allow us to delve into that point. There's only one shortcut to paradise. The rest of the paths is nothing but the devil waiting at the end of it. So we believe in that, to take the law in your own hands is against the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We don't need the elements around us to preach to us that you believe in such fallacies and incorrect beliefs. We know what the Islamic creed and what the Islamic belief is. So when individuals begin to lose that focus towards the Akhirah, they begin to drop off and begin to make their own interpretation of the Quran and the Sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ. Because according to that verse, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud said the Prophet ﷺ drew a long line and said, this is a long path towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no short path. Let us be clear about that. It's going to be a long, long journey to return back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But remember such ayat, that when you do despair, when you do lose hope, you do fret, and you do begin to question that what is happening around us, what is happening with the world politics at the moment, that Muslim blood is so cheap, Muslim blood is spilt so easily, then bear such ayat inside your mind to seek sustenance and provision from the fruits and the language of the Quran, not from the rhetoric that exists around many of us. أَفَمَنْ كَانَ مُؤْمِنًا كَمَنْ كَانَ فَاسِقًا. Can the one who is a believer be like the individual who is a rebellious individual? لا يستوون. They cannot be the same. That's how simple the solution is. Don't lose that aspiration, that focus towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أَفِي اللَّهِ شَكٌ فَاتِرُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Do you doubt Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Do you doubt the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Do you doubt the passages of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Believe in that conviction. أَفَمَنْ كَانَ مُؤْمِنًا كَمَنْ فَاسِقًا. Never can the believer be like a person who's a rebellious individual. Even though whatever of the dunya, the world may be given to them, let them rejoice in the world that they possess and what they own. Because they're still studying the science. That how can a Muslim in a shanty town, disheveled, broken, destroyed, from a 14,000 altitude, still smile and say, Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakil. Sufficient is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for me, and He is my protector. Write your dissertations, write your articles, write whatever you want to write. You can never ever perceive and understand that concept. Because you live for the world. You live for today. That's what you live for. You live for your position. You live for your authority. You live for your respect. You live for your honor, your dignity, your chants and your slogan. That's what you live for. People who live for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you cannot get into their mindset and in their iman. Never. Never can you ever get into their mind and into their heart until you become like them. أَفَمَنْ كَانَ مُؤْمِنًا كَمَنْ كَانَ فَاسِقًا لَا يَسْتَوُونَ. They're not the same in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Likewise you find, أَفَنَجْعَلُ الْمُسْلِمِينَ كَالْمُجْرِمِينَ مَا لَكُمْ كَيْفَ تَحْكُمُونَ. What is the matter with you Muslim ummah? أَفَنَجْعَلُ الْمُسْلِمِينَ كَالْمُجْرِمِينَ. Are we going to make Muslims like criminals? مَا لَكُمْ كَيْفَ تَحْكُمُونَ. How do you judge? Why do you fret? Why do you despair? If your vision is towards the Akhirah, the courts of this world, even though they're classified as kangaroo courts, they can do whatever they want to do to humanity. They can have the law inside their own hands, which they perceive is the law. The real law belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that people fail to understand.
Likewise, you find, أَمْ نَجْعَلُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ كَالْمُفْسِدِينَ فِي الْأَرْضِ. Are we going to make those individuals who believe and do righteous actions كَالْمُفْسِدِينَ فِي الْأَرْضِ, like people who create corruption in the land, أَمْ نَجْعَلُ الْمُتَّقِينَ كَالْفُجَّارِ. Are we going to make pious individuals like Fujar, like rebellious individuals? Do you ever think they're going to be the same in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Even study the science of how people have disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at the ending of such individuals. Go and study photographic evidence of how you find people's faces are disfigured. People are shouting. You can see the anger on their face, of their soul being pulled out of their bodies. They don't want to return back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then look at the other side of the coin. Look at the other side of the coin. Smiles on people's faces. Light on people's faces. Tranquility that you find in serenity all around them. How do you summarize that? Well, possibly according to them, it's just psychological understanding. They probably give it a psychological terminology because they don't believe in the unseen. They don't have that conviction in the unseen. For them, everything, even if a person is possessed, possession doesn't really exist, it's just a figment of the mind. And likewise, everything becomes a figment of the mind. Paradise is a figment of the mind. Hellfire is a figment of the mind. And likewise, when you hit the grave, then tell us if it's a figment of the mind. Then you'll find out if it really is a figment of the mind. He is not unaware, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ اللَّهَ غَافِلًا عَمَّا يَعْمَلُ الظَّالِمُونَ. Don't think Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is unaware of what the oppressors are doing. إِنَّمَا يَخِرُهُمْ لِيَوْمٍ تَشْخَصُ فِيهِ الْأَبْصَارِ. He will give them respite in the day whereby you find that their eyes will stare in horror when they have to return back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And likewise inside the same surah that you find the concept of retribution. إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَزِيزٌ ذُو انْتِقَامٍ. Indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is full of retribution. In another surah we find, أَلَيْسَ اللَّهُ بِعَزِيزٍ ذِي انْتِقَامٍ. Is not Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the almighty possessor of retribution? And Muslims and non-Muslims alike have forgotten this focus and failed to understand. Probably one of the most powerful and strongest verses that you find inside the Quran, talking about the dominionship and the kingdom. Who does it belong to? قُلِ اللَّهُمَّ مَالِكَ الْمُلْكِ تُؤْتِي الْمُلْكَ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتَنْزِعُ الْمُلْكَ مِمَّنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُذِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ بِيَدِكَ الْخَيْرِ إِنَّكَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ. You sovereign rulers, whether it be Muslims or non-Muslims, that you claim dignity and honor for yourselves. This respect that's been bestowed down upon you, that you're supposed to be protecting certain individuals. And we find quite clearly and quite openly, and as we highlighted on many occasions, let's not beat about the bush, that those hundreds have been massacred in Philistine at the moment. The only thing that the Muslim Ummah can do once again is to go into a cabinet meeting and sit with their cups of qahwa and their tamar and their dates and click it together and think, what should we do? Stand up and be courageous and do what other governments are do. Break your ties with such individuals. When President Mugabe is known as a tyrannical ruler, then this country breaks all ties. The BBC correspondence is not allowed inside Zimbabwe, has to report from South Africa. But when it comes to Muslims, we have to think about the situation. We have to think about what we have to do. Break off your ties with individuals who kill innocent individuals. Quite simple it is. We're not asking you to pick up arms or to fight individuals or create bloodshed. Have enough courage within you that if you claim to be a leader of a country, that dignity that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you, bestowed that upon you, you will be asked upon the Day of Judgment. لِمَنِ الْمُلْكُ الْيَوْمِ لِلَّهِ الْوَاحِدُ الْقَهَّرِ. To whom does the dominionship and the kingdomship belong on this day? It belongs only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let that message go out clear to those individuals who want to govern the Muslims and to highlight that we protect the sanctity of the Muslims. You don't protect the sanctity of no Muslim. The only individuals that you protect are the non-Muslims. You bend over backwards to protect them, and you'll never ever bend over backwards to protect the honor and dignity of the Muslims that are being slaughtered all around you. And thus you find, أَلْيَوْمَ تُجْزَى كُلُّ نَفْسٍ بِمَا كَسَبَتْ لَا ظُلْمَ الْيَوْمِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ سَرِيعُ الْحِسَابِ. On that day, you'll find out what the true and the reality will be. Every single soul will bring forth out what it has earned by the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لَا ظُلْمَ الْيَوْمِ. There will be no oppression on that day. Being oppressed inside this world, then hold strong to your faith. You will not be oppressed inside the akhirah. And thus you find in the hadith that two sadnesses will never be gathered for the individual, and nor will two happinesses. If you're sad in this world, Rejoice, you will be happy inside the Akhirah. You will be happy inside the Akhirah. Don't lose that conviction towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if you've been constantly happy inside this world, then there will be nothing but sadness for you inside the Akhirah. And then you find the scales of justice will be placed. The balances of justice will be placed on that day. وَنَدْعُ الْمَوَازِينَ الْقِسْطَ لِيَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ. The balances of full justice will be placed on that day of reckoning. فَلَا تُطْلَمُ نَفْسٌ شَيْئًا. And no soul will be oppressed on that day. وَإِنْ كَانَ مِثْقَالَ حَبَّةٍ مِّنْ خَرْدَلٍ أَتَيْنَا بِهَا وَكَفَى بِنَا حَاسِبِينَ. And even if there be a mustard weight of goodness or of evil, it will be brought forth in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Quite simply, إِنَّ إِلَيْنَا إِيَابَهُمْ ثُمَّ إِنَّ عَلَيْنَا حِسَابَهُمْ. To us is to bring them back for reckoning, and for us is to bring them forth for accountability, is the task of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as you find that blowing of the trumpet, the blowing of the horn on that day, that will be what when individuals will come and return back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But there's no hope and aspiration if you didn't try to live that life in this world. Because being a Muslim is all about trying. That's all that it's about. It's what you try to do in this world, in a small passage of time that was given to you to come close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then you find that the final ending will be for the individual, will be paradise or will be the hellfire, the eternal abode and the eternal bliss that you find. And there are other aspects of the Akhirah that begin to take place as well. Whether it be the fitnatul qabr, the punishment inside the grave that you find. Whether it be the changing of the whole of creation that we visualize on a daily basis that we see. That will all change if you study the surahs that exist inside the final juz. And likewise in 29th juz that you find an ayat inside Surah Ibrahim as well that you find. All talking about the changing of this normal pattern. And it's quite startling at times when you see certain elements of how even non-Muslims can begin. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best how they begin to perceive certain changing of times. Whether it be the day after tomorrow or concepts like Independence Day that you find, of how the final calamity will begin to take place, war of the worlds, whatever it may be. There is some insight that they are aware. They are aware that there will be something that will begin to take place towards the end of time. And that will be the return of humanity. Obviously, they want to glamorize it. And they want to sell and become a blockbuster, selling them full of academies, is what they believe in. But there is some truth inside that element of the source of information that they're trying to create. That there is a return back to the Creator. That every single individual has to return back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's in conclusion that you find as Muslims, as we don't just want this to be just another opportunity to remember the Akhirah. There are three basic lessons that ulama have collected and talked about and highlighted. What does it entail to believe in the final day? And that is a lesson that I want myself to return with and all of us to go back with. To begin to focus upon the lessons that exist in the belief in al-imanu bil-yawm al-akhir. The belief in the final day. Even though it's quite interesting to listen about what will happen to individuals on that day, and the sirat, and the bridge, and the punishment, and the reward, and the bliss. But life begins today, now. That's where life begins. It begins right now to begin to visualize yourself. Because how many ayat, how many signs do you want till eventually you would submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Do you want your own blood to be split? And then you become a devotee towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But at that stage, it could possibly be too late to repent and come back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The first thing that we find the belief inside the Akhirah is awakening the desire to perform acts of obedience and striving to accomplish them in hoping of gaining the reward of the last day. That's the first lesson in the belief inside the Akhirah. It ignites the believer to begin to perform action. Many of us have become stagnant, that we'll wait for the Mahdi, we'll wait for the Imam, we'll wait for the return of the Khilafah. We'll wait for until the system is placed. Or we'll wait until the kingdomship is taken away. We'll wait for this, we'll wait for that. Or we'll carry on preaching Tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or we'll carry on focusing upon the Sunnah. Wait for how long? Actions. Live a life. Every single has a time for an action. When it's time to pray, it's time to pray. It's not time to pick up, to move the trigger. It's time to move your finger. And when it's time to pick up the trigger, it's time to pick up the trigger. That's what Islam says. There's time for everything. You cannot mix and match what you decide to do. Everything has been placed in a compartment form for the believer to carry out. Is it time to fast? Is it time to fast? Is it time for purification? Is it time for purification? Is it time for qiyam? Is it time for qiyam? Is it time to grow your beard? Is it time to grow your beard? Is it time to observe the veil? You observe the veil. Everything will click into place. Everything will click into place as you begin to observe the rights that belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and focus upon them. And every single individual has their role, has the role that they have to offer. So when you believe in the akhirah, you'll begin to live a life of action towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Secondly, arousing the fear. The akhirah creates fear. Because when you commit acts of disobedience, and you find that you accept them, and you fear the punishment of the last day will benefit you. We don't fear the last day. We don't have that focus that we could be asked by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why you find that many Muslims will do whatever they want to do. وَتَكُونُ مِن بَعْدِهِ قَوْمٌ صَالِحِينَ Then afterwards we repent back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We can safely conclude most Muslims are probably well versed than most of us clerics about what Islam is. Because we've noticed that. They'll quote to us a hadith, they'll quote to us passages of the Quran, they'll make interpretation, they'll make ta'wil, they'll bring modern interpretation, they'll bring modern understandings. That leaves us flabbergasted. Makes us to begin to think. So most people know what Islam is. It's a simple way of life. But yet we find that we do whatever we want to do, and so for nara ghadan, bukra. We complain about the Arab world, that everything is bukra, bukra, bukra. Ghadan, 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 tomorrow, tomorrow, tomorrow. On a subcontinent as well. Likewise, the Muslim as well. That tomorrow I will see. Tomorrow I'll see to become a better Muslim. And tomorrow may never come for you. May never ever come for you tomorrow if you leave it to tomorrow. Leave it to today and this very second inside your heart. And thirdly, that you find is comforting the believer over the matters of this world that may escape him or her. That which he hopes for from the delight and the reward of the hereafter. Things have been taken away from the dunya. وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْصٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ Study the Arabic language, deep Arabic language. وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنْ شَيْءٍ بَعْدٍ Some. Not a total loss of everything that you own. And look at the state of many of us. Many of us have crumbled, broken down. Ask those individuals what real affliction trials and tribulations are. Ask those individuals, whether it be the land of Philistine at the moment, whether it be Kashmir, whether it be Afghanistan, whether it be Shishan, whether it be Al-Iraq, whatever it be. Ask those individuals of what is real trial and tribulation. Ask them what they go through on a daily basis. But somehow, quite strange it is, they see a tunnel and they see light at the end. And we have all the light around us. We don't seem to visualize that light. Summun bukmun umyun fahum la yaqilun fahum la yarji'un. Some of us, unfortunately, are deaf, dumb, and blind. And we don't have the mind to understand. Or we don't have the capability to return back of what we want to do. And thus it becomes high time that we begin to visualize and begin to focus about everything that takes place around us. That we should have enough courage and belief inside the akhirah is begin to highlight of the suffering and the plight of the Muslims at the moment. You're not going to be tarnished as a radical or the person who's a terrorist, is what many of you may fear, because you are already classified as that individual. They can speak out about their rights, about what concerns them, but a Muslim cannot speak out for his rights. For the sake of the akhirah, that final return, when every single one of us will be asked about everything that we possess and everything that we own and everything that we visualize, everything that we visualize around us at the moment. ماذا فعلتم? What did you do? What did you do? And quite simply it is, not like those individuals going outside the embassies and burning effigies and burning flags, because most of them probably didn't even wake up for Salatul Fajr. They probably didn't even wake up. We're not full of Hamas in that way, because that's what Hamas means. Exuberance and commitment and focus and devotion is the meaning of Hamas, for those of you who didn't know. Every single Muslim, obviously I'm going to be quoting his words, is a member of Hamas. Linguistically, And then don't let no individual twist those words and try to promote that we're trying to promote such organizations. وَالْعِلْمُ إِنْدَ اللَّهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصرنا الإخوان المجاهدين في كل مكان اللهم انصرهم وأنزل عليهم رحمتك اللهم أيد الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم دمر أعداءك وأعداء الدين اللهم شتت شملهم وفرق جمعهم وأسقط طائراتهم وخرب دباباتهم وأنزل عليهم بأسك الذي لا يرد على قوم الظالمين وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن تمسك بسنته إلى يوم الدين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون والسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك بارك الله فيكم